Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Jack, one of the organisations that you're very involved with is Zero Waste Alliance Ireland. Will you tell me a little bit about what that organisation does and your own involvement with it?
Well, it's a great little organisation. It's quite small. It's a non-government environmental organisation. It formed in 1999 when a number of communities around the country who had been protesting about existing landfills, flies, rats, smoke, smells, windblown litter, etc., came together in Athlone and said, let's form a kind of an alliance, a group, a network. That was set up in 1999. In 2003, it was registered as a not-for-profit company. In 2004, we obtained charitable status, and we've been going ever since. I'm one of four directors. We have about 30 members, but we're quite different from the big organizations like Friends of the Earth and Antashka and so on. Firstly, we concentrate on waste, but that doesn't mean just litter and rubbish. Waste of water, waste of resources, waste of electricity, waste of power. We're currently putting in a submission into the government today on the huge amounts of waste created by people using what we call vapes or vaping cigarettes or e-cigarettes. But we've also made it one of our key activities to respond to public consultations by the government on any issue related to misuse of resources. For example, we waste soil in Ireland. How do we do that? We destroy soil by running heavy machinery over it, not taking care of it properly, and as a result, our farming is being affected badly by that. So there's an awful lot of waste. We waste huge amounts of food. Another crazy thing that we do. Now, other countries do the same, but we could look after our own uneaten and discarded food much better. One of the things we did, by the way, in Zero Waste Alliance Ireland, is we bought a food waste composter. And it's working away. It's in an experimental stage, and we're trying to do some work with it. Another of our practical projects is utilization of human urine, which is extraordinarily rich in phosphorus. Now, phosphorus is a great fertilizer, and we import lots of it. But what do we do with the phosphorus in human urine? We throw it away. We put it into the sewage works, and it ends up going down the river and out into the sea. So a lot of these issues are on our plate as the kind of things we do. And we're looking for members, by the way.
Okay, so just reverse there for a minute. So what could we be doing with human urine?
Okay. One of my colleagues, a man named Olin Hare, he's a good scientist, he has a process in which human urine, you add magnesium salts to it, magnesium sulfate, Epsom salts, and this causes the phosphorus to react to the magnesium and to precipitate out as a white powdery stuff. You now filter that, dry it, and you've got a white powder that contains magnesium, which is an essential plant nutrient, and phosphorus, which is an essential plant nutrient as well. And that can be used in horticulture. It can be used as a soil additive. It can be used as a fertilizer. So that's a very simple system.
So huge room for change in our thinking then, Jack, isn't there?
There is. And one of the things that Olin Hare has convinced me, if I didn't know it already as a biologist, is that human urine is actually very clean stuff. It comes out of your kidneys, and unless the person who's producing this urine has an infection, it's actually free of bacteria. It's not like your stools or your feces, which are very rich in bacteria and which have to be dealt with in a way that they never come in contact with human beings. In other words, it has to be sent to the sewage works and treated and so on. But urine is actually a valuable stuff which we're throwing away. And it's clean. Extraordinary when you think about it.
Fascinating. So, Jack, one of the things you mentioned there is that you're on the hunt for new members. So tell us, if people want to get involved with the Zero Waste Alliance Ireland group, where can they find some more information?
I will tell you exactly. We have a website, Zero Waste Alliance Ireland. It's www.zwai.ie. And when you go onto that website, you will find we have an administrator named Orla. Her email address is admin@zwai.ie. And if you write to her, she will send you out a membership form and you fill in that. You pay €20 and you are a member. And we like members to actually do some work as well. It's not just paying your €20 and forgetting about and being forgotten about. Every time there is work to be done, Orla, as our admin person, will write out to all the members saying, we're going to advocate or propose to the government that, let's say, for example, plastic waste should be dealt with much better, or every shop should have a plastic place where you can deposit all your plastic instead of bringing it to the local community centre or putting it in your bin. And when we get some members who then respond, we assemble a team, we write a report, a submission, that goes to the Department of the Environment, Climate and Communications, or to the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government. And hopefully we make some kind of an input, and we're one of the organisations advocating change for the better.
Brilliant. Exactly what we like to hear on Ours to Protect. Jack O'Sullivan, Environmental Consultant, thank you so much for your time this morning, and no doubt we'll be in touch with you again during the course of the project. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you very much, Esther. Nice talk with you.
You too. Take care. Thanks a million.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.